T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Before I start with the main item of the day, the $20 an hour minimum wage, people are emailing me on social media telling me they really like, Dan, the parting question at the end when you make your call on something else. The pet peeves yesterday, oh my God, it's in the hundreds. I had to stop rowing the beach. Enough already with your pet peeves. Most of them were directed toward me. You don't want to dance. No, that's an area. We'll explore that. Are you a dancer, Dan?
Oh, no. I'm very awkward.
Yeah. We could have an awkward contest. So we're going to a place tonight where there might be line dancing. That's the worst of all. That is the absolute worst. You know, these women look at their feet. They do it at weddings, and they're all doing different steps around it. My God, I hate those guys that can dance. They're just a menace. They really are.
They really are.
Just
I
let
agree.
The women, yeah, let the women dance among themselves, and the rest of us can be fine. We can go on talking the important things of life, sports, things of that nature, then go off and do the line dance. All right, I want to play you a little bit of this maniac, this guy. This might be the dumbest man in Congress, and that is saying something. Now, first, I think it's better if we play what he said yesterday. Then I'll take you down memory lane. And I remember this morning out of the thousands and thousands of cuts. This was in the top three of the dumbest of all time. I don't think this could be topped. You have to think long, even for Congress. His name is Hank Johnson. He is a representative, a congressman. Listen to what he said about the secret memo that Republicans are using. Let's preview the Mueller hearing tomorrow. Andy McCarthy will be here at 10:30 today to really preview it. Listen to Representative Johnson, what he's detected that Republicans are doing around Mueller's name.
I thank the chairwoman. And I've heard more and more Republicans starting to pronounce Director Mueller's name as Mueller. I've been hearing that over the past few weeks. Is that some kind of Republican attempt to somehow besmirch Director Mueller, Dr. Eastman?
My German heritage. My mother's maiden name was Stein, and the Mueller is the German pronunciation. So
it's Mueller, and I've heard so many people saying Mueller on the other side. It just seems like there's something that there's some kind of secret memo flowing out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. As I was listening, I'm thinking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Bueller, Mueller, Mueller. Do we have a German expert there? I guess that's what explains it. Now, I think it's Mueller, too, Americanized. I don't know why these guys are saying Bueller. Are they trying to say he's a Nazi? There you go.
Bueller.
Yes. What are you calling me? Now, can you imagine? I'm not sure if he's on the committee. He's asking Dr. Eastman about. He's not just making the statement himself. He's asking an expert. I'm going to ask Andy McCarthy that. Andy, did you get that secret memo over at Fox that tells us that mispronounce the guy's name? Keep on saying it that way. That's the way to deal with this. Now, some people don't like it, Dan, but I'm going to continue it. They think that I ought to be made to say the Democratic Party. I say the Democrat Party. I'm not sure why. Maybe subtly I'm putting the knife in there, but so to speak. But I'm going to continue to say the Democrat Party. So don't send that one to me. It's a pet peeve.
Bueller?
Yes. Imagine this guy. Now, you're thinking, if you're a Sharp Talk Radio listener, hey, Dom, I've heard of this Hank Johnson guy before. Didn't he say something else? Oh, yeah. He said something else about the military and Guam and too many military appropriations for the island of Guam. What will happen, Hank Johnson? I'll make Hank Johnson the expert witness. Congressman Johnson, what could possibly happen if we were on Guam and we keep on putting tanks and missiles and jeeps and military trucks there, what could happen to Guam?
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
I can't believe you gave a straight answer, Dom.
Yes, military guy. Well, sir, the mission is, we calculated this, Guam will not tip over. Now, I'm thinking about this because I am on an island. It doesn't feel like an island. When you're here, I guess I'm on an island right now. I'm not on Wildwood. I'm in a secret location at the shore, though. So I'm more inland, so I guess I'm not right on an island, but I'm going to be on an island the next few days. Could it tip over? I mean, think about it, Dan. We were on the boardwalk last night, and for a Monday night, I would put it on the 8 to 10 scale of being crowded. It was shocking. And I guess I should have been afraid that the island of North Wildwood would tip over. God, this guy, who elects this maniac? What would it take to tip over an island? Somebody ought to be working on that. 855-839-1210, you can get in. All right, so that's kind of a preview. Democrats sensing they're saying Mueller, instead of Mueller. Mueller ought to correct them. My name, sir, is Mueller.
Here.
Yes.
Bueller.
Here. Oh, God. All right, so the big story of the day, though, is Rashida Tlaib. And there's a lot to break down here with the $20 an hour minimum wage. Now, when you make your call in this, we're always looking for somebody that might think this is a good idea. What I like about Tlaib here, let me break this down, and we'll play it for you. Yesterday at the NAACP convention, she went wild. I mean, she doesn't like that ranking. She's number three in the squad right now, and I think Presley is pressing her for more notoriety. So she went wild, and she proposes the $20 an hour minimum wage. Now, this is going to be asked in the debate. Well, why not 20 then? Let's see if any of them will start to move, suggest a Democrat debate. Democratic debate, Tom. Come on, watch it. Mueller. And as they do that, I think any reasonable question would be, okay, well, why should we go to a $15 an hour national minimum wage? But not 20. How would you differentiate between the two? If the idea is this is all good, it helps the economy, more people, money in their pockets, why wouldn't 20 be better? And when you call in, at the end of your call in this, parting question, who is it, what job, what category of people out there do you think are underpaid? I'm not even talking minimum wage. I'm talking about underpaid across the board. All right, so who in our economy are underpaid? I might go with nurses. Are nurses paid? And now, look, I know. Come on, I'm a capitalist. On a capitalist level, you get paid what you get paid. It's a market economy. But I'm saying if we're looking for value produced, who is underpaid? Dan, do you have one?
I'd have to go with teachers, Dom.
Uh-oh.
I know it's unpopular, but yep.
Teachers. Why teachers?
It's become such a liberal teaching environment out there now, but if we're being honest, they are the what lays the foundation for our young students out there to lead into adulthood. I mean, that's a pretty important job, no?
Right. Yeah. Well, I would say pre-K, full disclosure, Rose, a pre-K teacher, should get paid more than college professors, certainly, given the requirements of the job. And to your point, laying the foundation's pretty creaky at the college level. So who is it, what job, when you make your call at the end, is underpaid? And if somebody says one, we get a lot on that. That's okay. We want to see what you think. Who is it that is underpaid? Now, here is Tlaib yesterday. Listen to the key line here. It's not just the 20 bucks an hour. Everything has gone up since the last time they revisited the 15. She also says in here, we have to give it back to the people, those who earned it. So not the employer, not the people that had the idea for the business or risked capital or have to make it work. She thinks the people that deserve the money are those that, in her mind, earned it. Here's squad leader number three.
So recently I introduced the Boost Act. This legislation completely repeals the GOP tax scam that is only helping wealthy individuals, the rich, the corporations. And do you know what I did with that money? Do you know what I said? Mm-mm. We're going to go ahead and put it into the pockets of folks like everyday Americans. If you make less than $100,000, you're going to get up to $6,000 in your pocket. And if you make less than $50,000, you're going to get $3,000. That's what we do with our public dollars. We give it back to the people that earned it. So the Boost Act may not be a salary, as some people defer it, but it is a signal that we've gone too far in providing for corporations and the rich and those on top and have not taken care of our everyday folks, our neighbors, who are literally $400 away, an emergency, $400 emergency away from getting into the cycle of poverty.
Wow, this is written down, too, and this is what she comes up with. Woo! So $20 an hour now. Why not $25? You know, why not any number that you want? Why not continue doing it? Notice that, too, the classic. Those that earned it, they're the people that are not being paid enough. They earned this, is her picture of this. Not the people that invested, that are doing all that. In other words, if you right now give me a call, you run a small business, let's say. You didn't earn that. Oh, who else said that? I think that was President Obama. I think that was Elizabeth Warren. They seem to think the idle rich are out there. They're not working every day versus the person that's doing a job somewhat down the track, that they don't sweat this out. They don't put a lot of thought, energy, and hard work into investing this money. That's what this is an attack on. But this is brilliant, though. $20 an hour. Why stop at that? Why that number? It illustrates they're just pulling a number out of the air. But this puts pressure on now. Even though CNN is not going to ask the top, this does put questions. I bet you as soon as she's doing this stuff yesterday, and this made a lot of news, the presidential advisors are around Joe Biden, and Joe Biden just came on board with the $15 an hour minimum wage. If they don't ask this question, they're even more in the tank than I would have predicted. You've got to ask this question in the debate, or one of the candidates, I think, will bring it up. They might do it in Spanish, even. Is it better if you say $20 minimum wage in Spanish? 855-839-1210. You get a line. You just can't get. Tlaib is actually way farther out there than what Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders is not willing to pay this. By the way, give me your rankings of the squad, too. I still see it as AOC number one. She's the capitan. Omar closing on her. Tlaib in third and Presley closing on Tlaib as far as notoriety. So each one of them has to ratchet it up a lot. And at the end of your call, just give me your comment. What job is underpaid, do you think? If you want to say none, you can register none, but I'd rather you take a job. You heard Dan. Now, don't be going wild on him. Save it for the air. Don't lose it in the green room there with Dan, since he said teachers. I said nurses. I took the safer choice. He took the bullet here. He said teachers. If teachers are out there, make your case. By the way, apropos of this, yesterday, Governor Murphy, Governor Sneaker, he rescinded the executive action, well, the legislature went along with it, of Governor Christie, capping the salary of superintendents at $175,000 a year. In New Jersey now, superintendents can be paid more. Do you remember that? It was dramatic when Christie did that. Now, I'm not in favor of that. I think the local government ought to be able to pay the superintendent whatever they want. If they're crazy, if they're on the school board, well, then that's democratic. Vote them out. Put other people in. So yesterday, though, Murphy, I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Here's a guy always talking about inequality, attacking stuff. He couldn't wait, though, to say that superintendents can make more than $175,000 a year now in New Jersey. At one point, some were making $500,000. Hey, if they're crazy enough and a local district wants to pay that, should the state make a law stopping it? No, I'd be in favor. Let them go crazy. Superintendents, only 175. That's not necessarily a huge amount in New Jersey. Now, for what they do, yeah, it might be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm calculating when I go back to Wildwood tonight. You know, maybe it's not a good place to be, according to Hank Johnson, on something like July 4th or the end of the summer, could capsize. Can you imagine what would it take for the island of Guam to capsize? Is that even possible?
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Wow. And this is the guy saying that it's like the secret handshake. Do you remember the woman that was behind Kavanaugh and they thought she was giving signals or it was a Q thing or something? The lawyer or the woman that helped to prep him for the confirmation hearings. Already Democrats getting edgy. Johnson saying, why are they saying Mueller versus Mueller? It's a trick, I tell you, a trick. It's going to be high theater tomorrow. But we're talking about Tlaib yesterday, NAACP convention, $20 an hour minimum wage. And the key line is give the money to the people who actually earn that. Not, you hear this in professional sports. You hear it all the time. Why don't the players get more money versus they're the ones that earn it versus the owners? All right. That's an interesting way of looking at it. 855-839-1210. Is that the way to look at it? The money goes back to the people. They're actually doing the jobs every day versus the person who is, oh, I don't know, risking everything, particularly if it's a small business. Just think of what goes on in the mind here. If you said that to her, here's somebody, say, with 10 people, 20 people, small business. Who is it that has more on the line, the small business owner or the people that are, quote, earning it there? Who's more deserving? I'd say the person that founded the business and is creating jobs for people. They're more deserving. That's why they make more. If you want to do deserving versus just market economy, just deserving, who's more deserving? Now, she obviously would say not, because she never would be able to run a business, start a business. The first thing she would do is start screaming about discrimination and needing more government aid. That would tide her over for a couple months until the business failed. So out of Tlaib, the only one that's been close to a business that I can tell is AOC as a bartender. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Jay. He's in his car, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, Dom. I got your name right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's on the big list.
I'm sad news. Like, I'll be in Wildwood, so maybe the island will tip over this weekend. You know?
You gotta watch it, I don't know if we put everybody on. I don't know if we put everybody on Earth on the island of Wildwood, if that would tip over. I mean,
I don't know how that guy gave him a straight answer. I'd have been cracking up.
Oh God, yes, it's true.
Yeah, I own a small landscape business, and I'm already paying. Like we're accruing like larger. Like we're paying people like $18 to $20 an hour, and I bill $45 an hour. But people don't realize that when you raise the cost, you're also raising workers' comp. Unemployment right. For me, and like people that don't run a business don't understand that, you know.
Well, the thing is too, when you raise this, those that might be making beyond the minimum wage already because of their service, their skill and all that, they expect then to move up too.
Yes. And actually the people in the landscape industry right now, like my labor rate from like 4 years ago, 5 years ago has gone up like almost $16 an hour.
Is that because of Trump?
The tax cut, I called like last week, the tax cut, I'm saving over $4,000. And I did give my guys more money. But
okay, good.
It's they're making more money now, the people on the low totem pole that were making the least amount of money. But if you do a $20, $15 minimum wage, then I'm going to have to pay them more money, then I'm going to have to charge more money. Because I raised all my prices, and I had people complaining about it.
Well, that's how it gets passed on, Jay. What's the profession that's underpaid? What do you think?
I'd have to go with nurses because I think it's a special person that does that, and I really don't think they're not paid enough.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's why I left. But look, obviously, let's stipulate, don't call in with the military because we all agree, okay? We all agree. And I didn't put one out there that's obvious for me that you would expect me to say because I wanted you to have a shot at it. Yeah, nurses. I went something a little bit different. Dan's got teachers. Alrighty, 855-839-1210. Now, one observation here. We've only been here since Saturday. The island hasn't tipped over yet. We've been through an inversion, a heat thing. Oh, another observation. I like the infrastructure. I'm told that North Wildwood, by the people we rent from, is pretty highly taxed. I got to say, though, the infrastructure, the money that goes back, they do have a lot of good stuff here. So, you know, there's a trade-off. But yesterday, we're sitting on the beach, golf cart after golf cart, police vehicle after police. There was a traffic jam around, let's say, about, 17, 18. We're on 14 in North Wildwood. The number of people that drive around on golf carts, picking up one trash bag, and some of these guys are flying on the beach. I'm anti the golf cart thing. You get too many golf guys that drive around in golf carts. It was actually a traffic jam. They actually could have had a signal. You know what? There's too many make jobs, too much stuff going on, too many people thinking they had to drive on the beach. It was like Daytona or something yesterday. Not a fan of that. I mean, you know, you have kids running. You have guys playing bocce ball. They're throwing bocce stuff and all. Anything can happen, particularly this one guy. It's a maniac. Just up and down the beach all day long.
Is it a golf cart or an ATV?
No, these were golf carts.
Okay.
They're reconditioned. They have a golf cart format. And then there were bigger vehicles. Then there was a lifeguard vehicle. And then there were police on constant patrol going up and down in a vehicle. I don't know what,
it's like a highway.
What they were expecting on the beach. You could see the tire tracks to back me up. All right. So we got all this going on. And the $20 an hour minimum wage. And at the end of your call, just tell me who's underpaid. 855-839-1210. Now, also speaking at the NAACP convention was Nancy Pelosi. Now, Trump gets criticized for going all over the place at times, and I've seen it up close in the Oval Office. But there's nothing like Nancy Pelosi. Is this woman, and remember, she has a prepared speech in front of her. Here's her address to the delegates in Detroit. That's an interesting city to have it in at the NAACP convention.
Imagine the honor to get the NAACP at the NAACP centennial anniversary.
Yes.
And now it is a great pleasure to be with you here in New York, in Detroit, for the NAACP's 110th anniversary. And to Mayor McDuggan. And in our new House Congressional Black Caucus, we too must continue to stand firm for fairness, for genuine equality. Once we restore the vote, once we break the grass.
What the hell is going on?
To do so, you must avoid the dazzling, blindness. A pay raise that is so excessive.
Yeah. Say anything, Anna. Dom Giordano, say anything. There you go.
Achieve health.
Can she get to the close? Can she make
healthcare.
It?
In the dark days of the revolution, the gods have found all of us to achieve a future, to achieve a future full of justice. Let us all, when we leave here, remember, when we fight, we win. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you all very much for the honor to be here. Thank you so much.
What are we fighting? Who are we fighting? When we fight, we win. And make sure when you leave Detroit today, you don't tip over the island.
She sounds like a drunk Porky the Pig.
God, oh my, yes. And, you know, you think they have this all written down. It's all scripted what to say. And yet still trying to get through this. Wow. Something wrong there. 855-839-1210. And remember, she's only two heartbeats away from the presidency. Picture at one point, Joe Biden was one heartbeat away, and she was the next heartbeat. Wow, that's a murderer's row.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the...
Nancy Pelosi could have filled that. I would have rather hear Hank Johnson. By the way, we have the longer version of it. A lot of you are asking for that on social media. Later on in the show, the longer version of when he sets up his analysis of Guam falling into the capsizing, tipping over, capsizing. Apparently, it's not the military equipment. It's just the 8,000 military people being there. I guess the metals are heavy or something. And is that even possible?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's this private girls' school. I think its name is Hathaway, Shaker Heights, Ohio, Hathaway Brown. Yesterday, they launched the first varsity that we know of, the first varsity esports team as a varsity sport, actually calling it a sport. About a dozen colleges now have esports programs, compete with scholarships. Slacker gamers competing for scholarships? Give me a break. Gaming is beginning to have an impact in education, says the U.S. Department of Education, at least anecdotally. The benefits were largely going toward male students. Oh, here we go again. They want to know why females are not gamers. I think they're too smart. They don't want to be slackers. So now they're encouraging girls to be part of this by calling it a sport. So is this a sport by any definition? I'm pretty rigid on what makes it to a sport. I might make an exception for golf. No, I can't really. Golf, you could argue, is not a sport. We ought to be more rigid. Cheerleading, not a sport. I know that goes down hard. Well, Dom, these girls practice hard. They're gymnastic. They're physically fit. That doesn't make it a sport. If you're making a pyramid and the other side could rush it and knock down the pyramid or tackle it, maybe it might be a sport. But esports, definitely. We're now, what, a tiddlywink's going to be a sport next? I mean, we're at the lowest rung of this.
Come on.
So, Dan, you think esports might be a sport?
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting your 12 colleges figure, because I'm looking at a Washington Post story that says there are now programs at more than 130 colleges, and they're giving away $15 million in esports scholarships.
Oh, my God.
Including NYU, UCal, Irvine.
Oh, of course, yeah. Can you see some guy waddling up there to the joystick, and they're calling this guy an athlete?
Waddling up there to the joystick.
That way, if you're getting a scholarship, then you're an athlete, right?
Why do you have to be so demeaning? There are some fit. I've seen some fit esports players. I mean,
I have not.
Physical activity to do it, but
right, they're skinny slackers or they're overweight. Let's face it, they're not athletes.
Washington Post interviewed a student that he chose his college, the University of British Columbia, specifically because of its high-ranked esports team.
Oh, God.
But I take issue.
Can you imagine?
Cheerleading, I think, is more of a sport than some other sports that are varsity sports in high school, such as bowling. I don't think golf's a sport. I think it's a leisure activity. Rowing. I can go on and on. If you live in Canada,
rowing,
I'm sure curling
might be,
is up there.
Yeah, curling's not a sport, but rowing might be. I could see rowing. There is competition head-to-head. It's kind of like track and field. I think tennis is a sport. I think we agree baseball is
tennis
hockey.
Tennis is not a sport.
Football. Yeah, tennis is a sport.
No.
It's not just a leisure activity. Now, badminton, yeah, not a sport.
How about volleyball?
Volleyball, yes, that's a sport.
Okay, I can go
it's
with that.
It's a team
yep.
sport. Yeah, I can go with that. There's defense in that. You can spike it. Shuffleboard, that's pretty bad. But wait a minute. I would say that this esports is the younger set's version of the retirement community shuffleboard. That's what it's like. I think you're doing more physical activity in shuffleboard. Oh. I've arrived at it. I have it now. That's it. You're a shuffleboard player.
But
maybe not even.
So I would equate esports with, say, chess club or chess competitions, because there is a lot of strategy and skill that goes into it.
Super Smasher Brothers and Splatoon are the big ones here in this. They're still a few years off from making college decisions, but all three girls say they consider playing college esports especially if a scholarship is involved.
Look, I was tuning to ABC this weekend, and Saturday around 3 p.m. they were showing an esports competition on ABC. It's a phenomenon, Don. I'm not a huge supporter. I don't play many video games, but it's
going to fade, just like I think mixed martial arts is fading. I haven't seen the latest statistics, but I think it's a trendy thing that's fading. Don't you?
No. No, I'm not an MMA fan, but there's so much money involved in that it's replaced boxing as the combat sport.
It has replaced boxing, and it will fade for the same reason. People will be worried about the consequences of this and all. But it has replaced boxing. Yeah, that's right. Boxing used to be big, but no longer. So here's a phone line, 855-839-1210. Are you taking notes? Your kid, you want to get him into college, got a scholarship. Say you have a 10-year-old right now. He's sitting around at home playing games lazily over the summertime. Don't discourage him. Be like what Dan's saying. Don't go outside and get some fresh air and run around and maybe play some Little League baseball or something. No, he's got no chance at that.
Hey, did you know in Kentucky that they have varsity bass fishing?
Now, there you go. Is there any? I bet in some of these southern states, too, they probably have a lot of shooting contests. There's a lot of gunplay sports, probably. Don't you think?
Yeah, but also I would not consider it a sport. I'd call it leisure.
Yeah, I would too. And I mean, come on, hunting, not a sport. What's the animal? Now, if you have a charging rhino, I guess, and there's some defense there, I might see that. But something like fishing, as much skill is involved, there's nothing that's going to happen to you. Jaws isn't going to come and bite you or whatever, so you're okay. There's no defense there. If you're going after Jaws 1, now by the time you get to Jaws 3, it's clearly not a sport. Maybe Jaws 1 and Jaws 2, you could say, yeah, it's a sport. You could be killed at it. So that's a sport. Motor racing, not a sport. Come on.
How about Quidditch?
What's Quidditch?
It's the game from Harry Potter, which has infiltrated American schools. There's international Quidditch rules for it, and it has athletic clubs. A Roanoke, Virginia school was the first program to be officially acknowledged by the U.S. Quidditch Association.
Not a sport. I don't have my gavel today. Now let's go to the big one of all, soccer.
Oh, it's a sport.
Yeah, it is a sport.
Oh, yeah.
But thank God it's still a low rung. Will esports be bigger than soccer at some point?
Yes.
Will esports replace baseball? Now that I could see. And baseball will deserve it. It comes back to, again, how many times can you watch a guy flip his batting glove back and forth with Velcro every night?
You despise that.
I got Velcro in there, yes. All right, so 855-839-1210. I wonder, Dan, do you think we have anybody out there that is a gamer, that is kind of millennial and still do it, and they can make a defense that this is a sport? Are they massing to tell me cheerleading is a sport?
I've contacted a friend of mine who writes for a big source. He's an esports editor to try to defend the situation, but he says he's having breakfast. I think he's scared because he knows you'd tear him apart.
No, I'm not going to tear him apart. I just want to hear a defense of this. I think it's impossible, Would you debate this seriously? Would you like to go on national TV and debate, say, Tucker Carlson, that esports and now bringing girls into... Why don't girls do this? It's a male slacker thing. You got to be a slacker. And females, are there such a thing as female slackers? I don't. It's a male thing, right?
Don't be sexist.
No, I think it is. I think it's much more of a male thing. I don't think you see female slackers. All right, 855-839-1210. To that point, Dan, on my mind, where would you say, I'm noticing because we're in Wildwood, we're on the boardwalk last night, it's summertime, people walking around with less attire. Where is the most, you would advise women do not get a tattoo, a giant tattoo on their body that's visible? Where?
On their lower back.
Well, we know that. The tramp stamp
is
a given.
Thanks for saying that for me. Yes, that's my number one.
That's my number one, too. But I've seen women on their legs, not an attractive look.
That's a new thing, and it's kind of attractive, Dom.
All right, you're in the attractive camp. All
right. Yeah,
855. That might be the Twitter poll of the day. 855-839-1210. You get on board. So esports, get your kid ready. Are we raising more of a generation of slackers if we're telling people that are in esports and play this around the clock that they are athletes? They're going to college. Wow. These institutions. Bass fishing, that's a little bit better. I saw this story. Come on. esports. You can call it esports. And in moderation, it's okay to be a gamer. But making this a college sport, is that what we've come to? Someday, is this going to surpass, say, well, look, hockey is just thrown in. Hockey's not a major sport in America, really. And baseball, I'm not saddened by this. Let me go to a caller, though, and I'll tell you why coming up about baseball. Let's go to Jason in Aston. And, Jason, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. I hear you're an esports athlete.
Yes. Yep.
How in the world is that an athletic thing?
You have to be quick with your fingers, man. You know, you got to.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Yeah, but I mean, all right. We're starting at the lowest rung, the quick twitch. You're likening this to a baseball swing, I guess, a quick twitch thing you have to have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have to have your mind set, but, you know, you have to be quick on your toes.
Well, no, you're not on your toes. It's just your fingers. But
quick with your fingers.
Yeah, so does that qualify for being an athlete, though, in an athletic competition? It's kind of like a leisure thing, right?
Well,
Slacker Olympics.
If you look at it, most people don't want to play sports anymore, so they consider that they're, you know, playing sports.
Yeah, well, that's it. See, that's what we've broken down. Sports too hard to play, so let's call this a sport when there's no physical activity involved, pretty much. Yeah.
There's a lot of physical activity. I mean, you got to use your brain.
Well, that's mental activity, is it not?
Mental activity. So, Jason, have you competed? Have you been in any competitions?
Yes, I always join in on this competition for fighting games in Philadelphia. It's actually coming up soon. It's called SummerSlam.
SummerSlam?
Isn't that a wrestling show?
That's a wrestling. That's one of the bigger wrestling shows. But am I stereotyping? It's mostly slacker looking guys and all. Very few women.
No, you'd be surprised how many girls play fighting.
They do? All right. So is it changing? I have a friend who wrote a really critical article saying guys are playing games all day long. They're not chasing women. That's all they're doing. They're into this. And they're essentially, in that area, a loser. You're saying that's changing?
Yeah, that's definitely changing.
Are these attractive women?
I couldn't tell you. Well, there was a couple of them at the one that I went to, and they were attractive.
All right, so this is SummerSlam coming up. Jason, thanks for that report. What do you think, Dan? I still got to say, that wasn't a compelling defense of this. Jason gets it.
I like
that. This is not.
I like that it takes physical activity. You got to think.
Yeah. You got to think. All right. So 855-839-12.
Hey, Dom, people are coming after you pretty heavily on Twitter.
I know, on Twitter, yes. They don't like it that the hunting is not a sport. Look, I didn't say anything that you can't hunt to provide food and do all that stuff. But to claim it's a sport, we go down this path. I think it should be in the sports pages because I don't know where else you would put it. You know that, Dan, that at one point they took hunting and fishing, a lot of papers, that out of the sports page, not because they don't think it's a sport, but because they don't like the fact of killing of animals, apparently. Yeah, it belongs in the sports page. I'm okay with that. So are we going to start to see esports, though? We're going to have the same. Can you imagine people, a stadium of people watching this?
Where I stand, Dom, and I just refined my argument on Twitter, it's that what I consider a sport to be is whether or not I believe those who compete are athletes. And when I look at golf, for example, I see, John Daly competing, a heavy drinker, a very heavy man.
Right.
You know, I can't look at him and say he's in the same class as LeBron James, you know?
Well, but many golfers are athletes now. Tiger Woods changed that. On the real tour, not everyone. You're right, though. You could still play this and be a slacker and not do anything physical at all. It's eye-hand coordination and things like that. Just like baseball. I don't think many baseball players are good athletes at all. Look at them.
You have an argument there.
Yeah, no, the athletes are basketball, football, ice hockey. That's where the athletes are. But I'm not sad. I don't know about you about the demise of baseball. They deserve it. The nonsense they do, you know, who can watch that routinely? It's just endless between every pitch. And they're doing all kinds of weird things like putting robot umpires in because they realize that day is past. All right, now we got a big 10 o'clock hour. Andy McCarthy should be here at about 10:30. He's much in demand. We got Mueller tomorrow. And I'll be asking you, got some great ones on Twitter so far. What question do you want asked of Mueller or Mueller tomorrow? It's the Democrats say they're going to keep it simple. They won't. They'll be trying to outduel each other. Now, at the end of the day, both sides are going to say, Democrats are going to say, aha, Mueller said obstruction. Republicans are going to say he didn't put this in the report. The American people are tired of it, which I believe they are. This is not going to be the determinant of the 2020 election. And if Democrats keep on going down this rabbit hole, they're going to learn that to their surprise again, that the American people have moved past this. By the way, did you see that Oliver Stone asked Putin to be his child's godfather? What? That was out there the last couple of days.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.